Hello, everyone, and welcome back to An Old Guy Who Knows Shit. Slewdog here with another story from life. This is episode 11, Guide. Copyright 2020 by L.R. Holtz. My son was born when I was 38. I had had a life, and I had had more than a few remarkable, shall we say, paranormal experiences. But I never imagined that my infant son would add so much to those experiences. When he came home from the hospital, we had, as all parents do, quite an adjustment to make. The one that I think surprised both of us was the sense that this was not our child, but that this child's parents were going to come pick him up any minute now. It sort of became a big joke. When are this kid's parents going to come get him? But secretly, a part of me marveled that my son seemed so alien to me. So I watched him sleep a lot in those early days. I have 100 reasons, and yet I can't tell you why. I couldn't relax anywhere else. He was over 9 pounds at birth, so he was never a tiny infant. He started life looking a couple months old. But it was watching him sleep in the very early weeks, probably second or third, that I witnessed and took part in two extraordinary events. In the first of these, I was sitting at his crib side watching him sleep when gradually his eyes began to focus and move under his eyelids. Well, this caught my eye, of course, because it seemed a bit early for him to be focusing at all. And what could he possibly be dreaming? He's 2 freaking weeks old. So I leaned in to watch. And as I did that, he saw something, and his whole body went rigid, and then just as suddenly his eyes led the way to the right, focused on a spot, and then his body leapt to that spot. I don't know how else to explain it. His legs poised, sprang, landed, his arms pulled back, and then swung forward, and then he sprang from there into a dead run, flat on his back, his little baby arms and legs swinging and pumping. And then, all of a sudden, I felt I could see what he was seeing, that he was running through a forest. He was looking right and left and dodging and ducking and pushing branches out of his way and picking out places to step and then stepping there. It was astounding. It reminded me of watching a dog dream of a chase. We've all seen dogs do a similar thing, their eyes darting and their legs twitching in unison with their eye movement. So it was similar to that, but way more specific. I could see his eyes picking out where he was going to step, and then his body stepped there. Well, after a few moments of quite vigorously running through woods, he slowed down and then got slower and then stopped. Twitched a few times, then was a sleeping baby again. Well, I had to ask myself, how would those who claim we have but one life to live, and one life only, explain this? It was very clearly a specific dream before this little person even had fully formed senses, much less life experience. It was marvelous, and I felt an affirmation of my personal belief that reincarnation is at the very least likely in the universe we inhabit. This was a dream from somewhere else. It certainly was no dream of his current life. I was watching my son dream of a different life. It blew my mind, and I would have remembered it as an important paranormal experience if it was the only thing that happened. But it was not. Skip ahead a few days. We're maybe third week, still flat on the back infant. I'm watching him sleep again. And suddenly, without any warning whatsoever, his eyes just pop open. They focus instantly and look at the ceiling. And in that instant, that little baby transformed completely. All of a sudden, there was somebody there. His focus came down the wall, made a circle of the room, saw me, and then tried to turn in my direction, only to discover that movement was not working quite right. And then the focus came down as the hands came up, and the eyes looked at the hands, And the feet came up, and the eyes looked at the feet, and then the eyes started rolling and clenching, and his mouth opened into what I thought was going to be a huge scream, because he took a big breath, but there was no sound whatsoever. The eyes clenched, the mouth grimaced, and he looked like he was weeping uncontrollably, but he was making no sound. His mouth seemed to form the word no over and over, although I might have imagined that, I don't know. But he rocked back and forth, kicking his legs and banging his fists onto the mattress, just while his little body was racked with silent sobs for a few minutes. And then finally his breathing evened out, and he stopped wiggling, and he just lay still for a moment. And then his eyes opened again, and this time he turned just his head and looked at me. He looked me up and down first, and then his eyes met mine directly, almost sharply, and we looked into each other's eyes. There was a mind, no question, a conscious, sharp mind looking out at me from those eyes. And it seemed to say in that moment, all right, who am I stuck with this time? But then the hardness changed into recognition, and the eyes seemed to say, oh, it's you. Well, you'll do. And then his eyes started to close, and I watched the consciousness behind the eyes just drift away. And then he became just a sleeping baby once again. Now, that experience really blew me away, much more than the dream, because I felt like we had had a conversation. I felt like I had watched my son wake up in this life, and that we had taken each other's measure, and that he had recognized me, and that we were cool. Well, I'm not done yet. There's more. One more step in the circle of my son's transition into this life. Now, this was later when he was a few months old, still a crib-bound infant, but starting to look out into the world and really beginning to crawl and reach for things. We had finally stopped waiting for his parents to come pick him up, and we were completely caught up in that wonderful stage of first discovering life. And it was great fun to watch and to be part of. Well, at some point during this stage in his life, what do I call it? An entity? A being? A critter? I don't know what to call it. It seemed to be one of those things, an entity, a being, or a critter. And it appeared to him, and it hung out on our dining room table. It was approximately a foot high, right over the center of the table. And my son was the only one who could see it. And it delighted him utterly. Whenever he would come into the room, especially after his naps, for a short few weeks, he would crane his neck to see around the wall well before he got there. And when the table would come into his view, he would scream with delight and laugh and goo and giggle. And we would have to take him over to the table and sit down with him on our lap. And he would, I don't know what to call it, commune with this entity, being, critter, whatever. It looked almost like a conversation, with times of oogling and boogling intermingled with times of listening intently. We obviously had no idea what transpired between them, but my son always found it very amusing. And after a few minutes, it would go away. It always brightened his day, and I came to call it his guide. It lived with us for a few weeks, and there were many witnesses to this. We had neighbors come over and sit around the table when we got him up from his nap so they could watch this happen. And some of them did a few times. After a few weeks of regular appearances, however, it turned up less and less, and finally, it was seen no more. And sadly, the only photo where you can clearly see my son reaching for a spot of nothing on the table is thought to have survived, but an exhaustive search has only yielded a blank space in an album where a photo used to be. Well, if we find it, you'll see it for sure. There is one last bit of information I'd like to share with you before I go on this story, and that is that my son was born on the 21st of December, the winter solstice. And when I had his astrological chart drawn, the intersecting lines are so close together, they make a triangle just a little bit bigger than one line by itself. That sure looks like something's going on there. But the really wonderful end of this story is that my son is a devout atheist and a very good general all-around debunker of any claims supernatural. After we get all these stories out there, maybe we'll hear from him. This is an old guy who knows shit, signing off till next time.